Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Let's chant the verse together. Iti guyatamang shastram idam uktam mayanagha etad budva buddhiman syat kritakrityascha bharata. You do it. Come on. One more time together. Iti guyatamang shastram idam uktam mayanaga etad buddhva buddhiman syat krita kritascha bharata. Now repeat after me. Iti, thus, guyatamam, the most confidential, shastram, revealed scripture, idam, this, uktam, disclosed, maya, by me, anagha, O sinless one. So just like there was the demon Agasura, so aga means sin, so this is anaga, no sin, Arjuna, etat, this, buddhva, understanding, buddhiman, intelligent, syat, one becomes, krita kritya, the most perfect in his endeavors, cha, and bharata, O son of Bharata. Please repeat. This is the most confidential part of the Vedic scriptures. O sinless one, and it is now disclosed by me. Whoever understands this will become wise, and his endeavors will know perfection. So this verse should give you impetus. This verse should give you encouragement. This verse should enthuse you. Because the purpose of studying these books, one feeds the other. By reading the books, you should become encouraged and inspired to chant. And by chanting, then you should be inspired. Let me learn more about this science. So the more you chant, then the more you want to read. And the more you want to read, the more you want to chant. And it just feeds the other. Feeds the other. Until you come to the point where that's all you want to do is hear and chant. And if you pray to Krishna, he can make that arrangement where 24 hours a day you can be absorbed in hearing and chanting. For myself, I prayed for that in 1988 in Vrindavan. In 1995, it was given. Very nice. So I speak from experience. If you want it, Krishna can give it to you. But do you want it? That is the question. Let's look at Prabhupada's purport. The Lord clearly explains here that this is the substance of all revealed scriptures. And one should understand this as it is given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus one will become intelligent and perfect in transcendental knowledge. In other words, by understanding this philosophy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and engaging in his transcendental service, everyone can become freed from all contaminations of the modes of material nature. Keep in mind, even if you are a Brahmana and you are situated in the mode of goodness, you're still contaminated. And in chapter 18, we will come upon a verse where Krishna says, there's no one, either here or even among the demigods, who is not influenced by the modes of nature. Only one demigod, you could say, is uninfluenced. Who would that be? Lord Shiva. Because Lord Shiva himself told Sati, his then wife, I am always in Krishna consciousness. Always. If you're always in Krishna consciousness, you're not under the modes of nature. How can I say that? Go to verse 26 of chapter 14 right now. I will prove to you that I'm not making this up. Chapter 14, verse 26. Mangchayo viabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samati yaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. What is the translation given? Who engaging in full devotional service, unfailing in all circumstances, at once transcends modes of material nature. Brahman. So Lord Shiva told his wife Sati, I'm always in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, we can conclude, based on what Krishna says, he's transcendental. Okay, we'll continue. Where did we leave off? Oh yes, devotional service is a process of spiritual understanding. Wherever devotional service exists, the material contamination cannot coexist. Here, Prabhupada is alluding to a verse from Lord Chaitanya. Maya is darkness, Krishna is sunlight. Wherever there is sunlight, there cannot be darkness. So wherever there is Krishna consciousness, there cannot be Maya. And that's the Back to Godhead magazine. Right under that is that same thing. And notice, Back to Godhead. Back. I love that. Back. Devotional. Okay, we've read that. Devotional service to the Lord and the Lord himself are one and the same because they are spiritual. Devotional service takes place within the internal energy of the Supreme Lord. Here it is. That's what I was saying. The Lord is said to be the sun, and ignorance is called darkness. Where the sun is present, there is no question of darkness. See, I didn't even see that. So that means I am now tuned in to Prabhupada. Where the sun is present, there is no question of darkness. Therefore, whenever devotional service is present under the proper guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, there is no question of ignorance. Everyone must take to this consciousness of Krishna and engage in devotional service to become intelligent and purified. Side point. So even if you're not right now intelligent or purified, if you engage in Krishna consciousness, you will become intelligent and purified. Unless one comes to this position of understanding Krishna and engages in devotional service, however intelligent he may be in the estimation of some common man, he is not perfectly intelligent. After all, Hiranyakashipu and Ravana were very materially intelligent. They couldn't have ruled as they were, being dummies. They knew what they were doing materially. Okay? But they lacked spiritual intelligence. That was what their... Duryodhan also was very intelligent. And with the help of Shukuni, he became very cunning. All right? Duryodhan was very, very expert. But he lacked spiritual insight. He lacked righteousness. He's opposed to Yudhisthira, who is religion personified, was always thinking, what is the right thing to do? Bhima would get so agitated and say, let's go and smash them right now. Let's go. Yudhisthira would say, not now. Chill out, brother. Not now. And Bhima would, I want to smash them right now. Yudhisthira would say, calm down. Like that. The word Anagha, by which Arjuna is addressed, is significant. Anagha, O sinless one, means that unless one is freed from all sinful reactions, it is very difficult to understand Krishna. One has to become free from all contamination, all sinful activities, then he can understand. But devotional service is so pure and potent that once one is engaged in devotional service, he automatically comes to the stage of sinlessness. This reminds me of a verse in chapter 7. Go to chapter 7, verse 28. I believe that's the verse I'm thinking of. 7:28, I believe, is the verse that corresponds to what? Yes, is it 28? Yesham tu antagatang papam janati purushottama punyakarmanam. Okay, say it. Continue. Te dvandva mohinir mukta dridhavrata. Dridhavrata, unlike Hiranyakashipu, Prahlad said to his father, you are Griyavrata. You have taken a vow to remain a fallen, rotten householder engaged in sense gratification only. But here, Dridhavrata, firmly determined to do what? Devotional service. Yes, and this is why you will hear me say, and Prabhupada says, this is not the first time you've come in contact with devotional service. You have been doing it for many, many, many lifetimes. 719, Bahunam Janmanam Ante Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Coming to that conclusion that Krishna is everything didn't happen overnight. It took thousands and thousands of frustrating births. So that's why I've always said, once you come to Krishna consciousness and you fully accept and believe that yes, Krishna and devotional service is everything, that's at the ultimate ashirvad. That's the blessing. Don't lose it, and it can be lost. Who can tell me how you can lose this precious gift of Krishna consciousness? I'm thinking of two ways, yes? Yes, associating with demons and offenders and blasphemers and atheistic school teachers. That's how you lose your Krishna consciousness. And I remember very distinctly, there was this one family in Radharaman Temple long time ago. I remember the mother came to me and said, Prabhu, I want to get Bhagavatam set for my son. So I arranged the Bhagavatam set for her son. Then I didn't see them for many years. Then at somebody's funeral, maybe it was Popat's funeral, at somebody's funeral at Brea, that boy who was now in college, he came up to me and said, Prabhu, I have lost my faith. I have lost it. Because I'm going to college and the professor, he's taking a class on Indology, right? Study of India. And what was the professor teaching? According to Rig Veda, you can eat cow flesh. This is the nonsense. You're about to go to college. You got to be very careful. Because there are so many demons in the dress of professor, professasur. And it's not a joke. You can become bewildered. This boy was bewildered. He said, Prabhu, I have lost all my faith. So I told him, here's my card. You call me, we'll talk, you email, but he never did. So I don't know where he is now. And I've seen it with others. I've seen it with others. They go to get degree from Harvard and this and that, and all of a sudden, all these doubts. That's why I'm glad I didn't go to college. Not that I'm saying that you should do that. But I'm glad I didn't go, because when I went to Prabhupada, it was clean slate. And I've said hundreds of times, people ask me, where did you get your higher education? ISKCON. I got my higher education from Srila Prabhupada, Gita, and Bhagavatam. But that college, got to be very careful. Parents, watch. And it's not India, this is America. And they teach all kinds of garbage. Garbage. Now they're worth. Huh? Some. But America, forget it. If you go through 4 years of college and you still believe in God, you're doing good. I'm serious. Because it's brainwashing. Scientific method and this and they. And if you believe in God, you're considered low class. You believe in God. We believe in science. And their founder, Acharya, Darwin. Jai Om Vishnubhat Darwin. Let's finish up. While one is performing devotional service in the Association of Pure Devotees in full Krishna consciousness. Oh, this paragraph is worth why you came today. This purport here, this paragraph should be memorized. This paragraph is one of the most important paragraphs in the whole Bhagavad Gita of Prabhupada. Listen. While one is performing devotional service in the Association of Pure Devotees in full Krishna consciousness. So that's you. This applies to you, not somebody else. This applies to you. There are certain things which require to be vanquished altogether. The most important thing one has to surmount is weakness of the heart. The first fall down is caused by the desire to lord it over material nature. Thus one gives up the transcendental loving service of the Supreme Lord. In other words, you can't do both. Either you're going to do devotional service, or you're going to try to lord it over material nature. Not both. Oil and water does not mix. So either you're trying to lord it over the material energy, or you're trying to do devotional service. The second weakness of the heart is that as one increases the propensity to lord it over material nature, he becomes attached to matter and the possession of matter. So it's a double whammy. You go for sense gratification, And now you become attached to it. And once you become attached to something, it's hard to give it up. That is the whole psychology of drug addiction. Some of these intoxicants are so powerful, you do it once, you're addicted. Just once. That's how dangerous some of this, and it's out there, and it's in the schools, and it's being passed out freely at parties. You got to stay very vigilant on your children when they go to college, because it's all pervasive. And so, it depends on the kind of intoxicant. But some of these are so dangerous, you try it once, you can become immediately addicted. And an addiction is very difficult to give up. Smoking too, but you're not going to get addicted just by one cigarette. But I'm talking about other things. And now it has become so sophisticated. They have tweaked it and made it even more powerful. He has to go. Hare Krishna. So, this paragraph is so important. The problems of material existence are due to these weaknesses of the heart. In this chapter, the first five verses describe the process of freeing oneself from the weaknesses of heart, and the rest of the chapter, from the sixth verse through the end, discusses Purushottama Yoga. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports to the 15th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavad Gita in the matter of Purushottama Yoga, the Yoga of the Supreme Person. Krishna Kumar, we have completed another chapter. This is a day of celebration. And the last day of the month, yes, Sri Vallabha Das. Lorded over material nature, think of Ravan, Hiranyakashipu, Kamsa. It means, I want to control, I want to dominate, I want to be the enjoyer. That's what it's talking about. 99.99% of the human population has this addiction. From the time they're born to the time they die, I want to enjoy. Classic example is Ravana. So many of his ministers told him, you are losing your soldiers, your sons, all for because you want this Sita. You have so many women, but for this one Sita, you have sacrificed your own sons. But could he give it up? No. He had to have Sita. That's why Ravana is called the incarnation of lust. And so many people were telling him, what's the whole point here? We're losing everything. Ravana said, I must have Sita. That's lording it over. Ravana went throughout the whole universe, conquered everybody. He even conquered Yamaraj. The only person he couldn't conquer, Shiva. But he got a benediction. He still got something out of it. He got his weapon. Yes, of course he couldn't. Of course Vishnu, yes. But it was this lording it over. Kamsa had made an axis of evil He had made an alliance with all the demons. The beginning paragraph of Krishna book, it says, Kamsa made an alliance and all the demons were made. And who was his father-in-law? Jarasandha. Jarasandha's two daughters married Kamsa. But Kamsa had no sons. That's why they had to go back after Krishna killed Kamsa. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Okay, now I want to hear the chant.